It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, May 10th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Residents near Charles City were on high alert yesterday afternoon due to the presence of a funnel cloud. The funnel cloud was first reported by KCHA KCZE about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon just southeast of Charles City. Following confirmation of the tornado by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, the National Weather Service in La Crosse issued a tornado warning at 1:10 p.m., effective until 1:45 p.m. for southeast Floyd County. Shortly after 1:30, the weather had calmed to the point that the warning was canceled. In a Facebook post after the storm, Floyd County Emergency Management Agency Director Jason Webster posted comments from Mike Kurz with the NWS in La Crosse. Kurz says, "Today is a cold air funnel cloud setup, where a passing shower is sometimes enough for a brief funnel cloud to develop. These types of funnel clouds typically do not touch down, but if they do develop into a tornado, they are usually weak and brief. These funnels are not associated with rotating thunderstorms, therefore they are usually difficult or impossible to detect with radar. A brief tornado warning may sometimes be issued if there is a credible report of a funnel getting close to touching down. There were no reports of injuries or any significant damage." A Northeast Iowa man could spend up to a half century in prison for his conviction on causing the death of his infant daughter almost 2 years ago. In August last year, after an 11-month investigation by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and Fayette County Attorney's Office, 38-year-old Joshua Christen of Postville was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaint, Christen's 4-month-old daughter was found unresponsive at a residence in Elgin on September 2, 2022. She would be pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. Investigators say Christen was under the influence of a narcotic and acted in a manner that caused the death of the girl by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed she had methamphetamine in her system at the time of death. After initially pleading not guilty, Christen this week changed his plea to guilty in Fayette County District Court, and Judge Richard Stokel sentenced Christen to serve a prison term not to exceed 50 years. When Christen was charged with the child's death, he was already in the Fayette County Jail on unrelated drug charges. Last September, he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of serious misdemeanor drug possession and 1 count of gathering where controlled substances are used. For the first time in 9 months, the U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa does not rate any area of northeast Iowa in extreme drought conditions. With the drought report issued May 2nd, the southern third of Chickasaw County, roughly 3/4 of Bremer County, and the western third of Fayette County were still rated in the D3 extreme drought category. According to the Drought Monitor for this week, based on precipitation through 7 a.m. on Tuesday, all areas of those counties had improved into the D2 severe drought category. All of Floyd County had progressed into the severe drought rating 2 weeks ago and continues to hold its status. Most of Butler and Mitchell counties are also in severe drought, while several counties in the region are split between sections of severe drought and or D1 moderate drought. The northeast third of Winneshiek County and northern 3/4 of Allamaquis County are in the best shape, rated in D0 or abnormally dry. This week's drought map is the first since August 15, 2023, there was no extreme drought registered in northeast Iowa. The first presence of extreme drought came with the August 22, 2023 map, with sections of Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Butler, and Grundy counties all rated in D3 extreme drought. The widest reach across the region for extreme drought was displayed with the January 2 drought map. The resurfacing and rehabilitation of North Main Street in Charles City is nearing the end of its second week. Mayor Dean Andrews says curb and sidewalk repairs make up the bulk of phase one of the project.
That will be where they will come in and take out the sidewalk, do all that work. And during that time, there'll be no parking, and the street will still be open, one lane going each direction, but the parking lanes will be closed. So there'll be no parking in front of the businesses.
Still, Andrews says you'll be able to shop Main Street throughout much of the construction.
Most businesses, and most of the time, the front doors will still be accessible. So the sidewalk closer to the business will still be open. And so there may be minor times when the entrances are closed. But most of the time, the entrances to the businesses will still be open, even though you can't park in front of the business.
Andrew says the resurfacing of Main Street from the Floyd County Courthouse and going north is slated to start towards the end of July, although Main Street from the post office towards Pure Prairie Poultry, hooking towards North Grand Avenue, could start around the 4th of July. The approximately $2 million price tag for the project will be paid with the combination of $800,000 in state swap funding and the city's local option sales tax. A legend and a lieutenant addressed the first graduating leadership development class in Charles City Wednesday. The class, coordinated through the Chamber of Commerce, hosted former Charles City High School and Wartburg College wrestling coach Jim Miller. Miller, who coached Wartburg to 10 Division III national titles and 21 straight conference championships, told the group of about a dozen leadership grads that someone you least expected could positively affect your life, your organization, or your team.
I want to make sure our student athletes understood that everyone connected to our team can add value to it. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about the secretary, maintenance, athletic trainer, the bus driver. Because when everybody feels a part of the team, you got a stronger team.
Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg also participated in the graduation. He told grads that failure can be a good thing, noting his political loss to longtime Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller 10 years ago.
I just failed in front of the entire state. Lots of people learned my name, and they now see that I'm a loser and I lost this race. That is not necessarily a very fun thing to do, and I didn't appreciate it in the moment. But now, with the benefit of time and being able to look back to see what happened, I realize, again, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because by running for Attorney General in 2014, I had the opportunity to campaign all across the state with then-Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, literally probably hundreds of times.
Gregg says that campaigning helped raise his credibility in the eyes of Kim Reynolds, eventually becoming her second in command. Gregg says it also led to then-Governor Terry Branstad appointing him as state public defender. The leadership development sessions began last September with participants meeting twice a month, culminating with graduation ceremonies Wednesday at the Charles City Public Library. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.